Tomorrow, we're going to get at least three big news stories that should give economists a few clues about which direction the economy is headed in. Those stories will involve oil prices, instability in Greece, and jobs here in the U.S. Here to tell us more is Marilyn G. Wax, business news editor with NPR in Washington. Marilyn, let's start with oil and OPEC. The 12-country oil cartel has a big meeting going on tomorrow. Now, oil prices are still relatively low, but is this meeting going to change that?
Right. They get together twice a year and they decide how much they're going to pump. The leaks coming out of this meeting so far this week are that it's going to be drill, baby, drill time. Hmm. It seems like it wouldn't make sense for them to keep pumping up all this oil. But really, they're playing a long game. They don't care that the price is cheaper right now, because what they want to do is drive demand for oil. So by making it cheap, people are going out and buying things. You could see that in our car market. The things that are selling right now, big pickup trucks, SUVs. So in coming years, we'll be buying more gasoline. But for now, it means things are pretty cheap. And there's another reason why OPEC wants to keep doing this. They really want to drive a lot of those shale drillers here in the United States out of business. And it's so much cheaper to pump oil in the Middle East that if they put these price points pretty low, we're really seeing it happen. A lot of oil rigs are cutting back in the United States. So, they're getting what they want for the long term. But for the short term, we get what we want, which is cheap driving this summer.
But a lot of jobs being lost, as you say, in the U.S. Oil industry because of this strategy by OPEC, which seems to be working, right, at least to some degree. Now, we've also got some news coming out of Greece. Tell us about that.
Well, the Greeks, they've borrowed a lot of money. And tomorrow it's due, some of it anyway. $336 million is due to the IMF. They don't have the cash to pay for that. So Greece and their fellow members in the European Union and the IMF, they're trying to work out some compromises. But it's very tough because the creditors don't want to give them slack on this debt unless they make reforms. The Greeks do not like the proposals that are out there, like cutting more people's pensions and raising taxes. They're not crazy about any of that. So it's not clear what's going to happen. And that's scary to a lot of the markets because they don't know, is Greece going to default? Are they going to pull out of the EU? It creates a lot of uncertainty. And obviously, uncertainty is not great for the economy.
Absolutely. And here in this country, we are going to have a little more certainty about how the jobs picture was in the month of May, when the Labor Department tells us about that tomorrow.
All right. That's another big thing happening on Friday. Nothing matters more than jobs. Really, when people have jobs, all kind of other things could be happening. But if you've got a job, you want to buy a house, you need a car, you're even willing to take a vacation, that's the key number. At 8:30 tomorrow morning, the Labor Department will tell us what happened in May. And economists are really looking for the number of 225,000. If it turns out that employers hired that many people last month, about 225, roughly the same thing as in April, then that means the job market is pretty healthy. Things are on a pretty good path. But if it's less than 225, then maybe we're headed towards more of a summer slump.
And of course, we'll also find out about the unemployment rate, which was at 5.4% in April. We'll see what happens to that tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, when the Labor Department tells us what happened in the job market in the month of May. Marilyn G. Wax, senior business editor at NPR, will be watching all of this with you. Thanks, Marilyn.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.